At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only 10 bucks every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
Case study, natal to Navamsha Nakshatra Pada analysis for Kamila Ascendant in First House, Sagittarius in Purva Ashada Nakshatra, Second Pada, Navamsha Virgo, First House. Natal chart expression, outer self Sagittarius in Purva Ashada, Second Pada. Kamila's Ascendant lies in Sagittarius, a mutable fire sign ruled by Jupiter. This gives her an outward personality that is bold, idealistic, and future-facing. Sagittarius ascendants are natural seekers, driven by the pursuit of truth, wisdom, and freedom. They exude optimism and a broad worldview, often inspiring others through their principled vision. Her specific nakshatra, Purva Ashada, ruled by Venus, brings a deep emotional undercurrent to this fire. While Sagittarius wants expansion, Purva Ashada adds emotional refinement, artistic leanings, and a need to defend one's ideals with grace. This nakshatra represents the invincible one, so Kamila may appear undaunted, persuasive, and resilient in the face of challenges. The second pada of Purva Ashada falls in Capricorn Navamsha, but in this case, her Navamsha ascendant is Virgo, suggesting a corrective realignment of the outer and inner persona. We'll explore that next. How she appears to the world. Kamila projects confidence, idealism, and moral conviction. There's something noble yet relatable in her presence, like someone who believes in better systems but doesn't preach. Purva Ashada lends her a protective and emotionally persuasive charisma. She may fight for what she believes in, but with diplomacy and persuasive calm. She likely values integrity in both personal and public life, and may come across as someone who holds herself and others to high standards of truth and conduct. Shash, Navamsha chart expression, inner self, Virgo, first house. Kamila's inner self, as revealed by her Navamsha ascendant in Virgo, contrasts with her outward fire. Virgo is ruled by Mercury, a sign of modesty, discernment, perfectionism, and service. While she may appear outgoing and high-spirited, inwardly she is critical, humble, and meticulous. This Navamsha shift from Sagittarius to Virgo reveals an evolutionary path, from grand beliefs to grounded refinement, from philosophical abstraction to practical service, from emotional conviction to mental clarity. Key inner traits: she may be self-critical or perfectionistic, especially about how she presents herself or whether she's making meaningful progress. Internally, she values order, routine, and purposeful contribution, even if her outer personality seems carefree. She may privately struggle with anxiety or overanalysis, seeking to be enough in a world she deeply wants to improve. Hash integration, invincible idealism meets inner precision. Purva Ashada, second pada, outer self, charismatic, value-driven, persuasive, and emotionally intelligent. Kamila often shows up as someone who's sure of her direction and ready to rally others behind meaningful change. She fights through words, values, and idealism, not aggression. Virgo Navamsha inner self. Internally, she is structured, reflective, and cautious. She may privately second-guess what she publicly defends. Her soul seeks refinement of the self, a path of humility, precision, and being of service in meaningful, detail-oriented ways. Core conflict. Kamila may outwardly project spiritual confidence and visionary leadership, but inside she may feel like she must earn her worth through endless self-improvement. She might struggle with imposter syndrome, always trying to perfect the vision she boldly promotes. Karmic lesson: to honor both vision and precision, to accept that she can inspire and lead while still being a work in progress. Kamila is here to learn that her value is not in being flawless, but in the sincerity with which she integrates her ideals into practical, tangible impact. Summary of ascendant synthesis. Kamila represents the evolution from radiant idealism to practical wisdom. Outwardly a crusader for truth and beauty, inwardly a careful architect of meaning. She is destined to lead not just by belief, but by example, and to show that integrity is both an inner code and an outer act. When she balances the Sagittarius fire with Virgo finesse, Kamila becomes a guide, fusing soul-level idealism with daily acts of refinement, a visionary with both depth and detail. First house, Ketu in Sagittarius, Mula Nakshatra, First Pada, Navamsha Aries, 8th Ha, Natal Chart Expression, Outer Self, Ketu in Sagittarius, Mula First Pada. With Ketu in the Ascendant, Camila's outer personality exudes an aura of detachment, intensity, and karmic gravity. Ketu in the First House often gives someone a deep sense of not fully belonging, as if they are walking through life carrying echoes of a prior soul identity. She may appear quietly powerful, mysterious, or even disinterested in worldly affairs, despite being deeply impactful. Placed in Sagittarius, ruled by Jupiter, Ketu suggests a past life mastery of spiritual philosophies, ethics, and ideals. She likely carries ingrained wisdom and a subtle disillusionment with external belief systems, feeling that she's been there, done that when it comes to teachers, doctrines, or religious dogma. Mula Nakshatra, ruled by Ketu itself, intensifies this placement. Mula is the root, the destroyer of illusions, the truth digger. It seeks to uproot falsity at the core, whether in self, society, or psyche. In the first pada, which maps to Aries Navamsha, this energy becomes fiery, sharp, and action-driven. Outer personality traits. Camila may seem fiercely independent, yet inwardly withdrawn, capable of profound insights but reluctant to declare them. Her personality is minimalist in presentation, but intense in impact. She may cut through social norms or expectations with silent precision. With Mula's influence, she likely carries a natural skepticism or rawness, uncomfortable with superficiality, and always seeking what lies beneath. Navamsha expression, inner self, Aries, 8th house. In the D9 chart, Ketu falls in Aries, 8th house, bringing intensity to the soul's desire for transformation, identity shedding, and karmic release. This deepens the internal experience of detachment and emotional pruning. Aries adds fire and self-reliance. Her soul seeks self-directed action, but in the 8th house, this becomes a crusade for inner liberation. She may feel internally like she must burn through inherited trauma, ancestral patterns, or hidden fears, and do it alone. There is also a tendency toward impulsive emotional reactions to betrayal, loss, or secrets. These may trigger profound awakenings. Integration. Uprooting illusions with self-directed evolution. Ketu and Mula First Pada. Outwardly, Camila is a spiritual anarchist, one who questions norms, uproots appearances, and walks her own truth. This is a woman who may appear non-attached to identity or ambition, yet whose very presence shakes foundations and calls for truth. Navamsha Aries, 8th house. Internally, the warrior awakens. She is not just shedding falsehoods, she's fighting for soul survival. Her soul craves raw authenticity, and she may be pushed into crises that trigger ego death, transformation, and ultimately, spiritual empowerment. Core conflict. Camila may feel that she is here to stand apart, yet doesn't always know what to replace the old identity with. Her outer self seeks detachment, but her inner self burns to transform pain into power. She may oscillate between isolation and inner turmoil, unsure whether to dissolve or rebuild the self. Karmic lesson. To walk through detachment, not as a denial of self, but as a purification of self. Camila is here to shed what she is not, without fearing the unknown that follows. She must learn to trust her inner fire, not for destruction alone, but for rebirth. Summary of Ketu in the first house. Camila carries ancestral wisdom and soul memories of spiritual mastery, but also a karmic exhaustion with egoic life. Her presence is felt, even when she says little. She is not here to blend in. She is here to burn falsehoods and stand in root truth. When she integrates the spiritual severance of Mula with the inner fire of Aries in the 8th, she becomes a soul surgeon, cutting away illusion, confronting shadow, and resurrecting clarity. Her evolution is solitary, but her presence can be transformational for those ready to face the truth. Second house cluster, Sun, Mercury, and Venus in Shravana Nakshatra. Camila, Sun, second house, Capricorn, Shravana, second pada, Navamsha Taurus, 9th house, Mercury, second house, Capricorn, Shravana, first pada, Navamsha Aries, 8th house, Venus, 2nd house, Capricorn, Shravana, 3rd pada, Navamsha Gemini, 10th house. Sun in the 2nd house, Shravana, 2nd pada, Navamsha Taurus, 9th house. The Sun in the 2nd house grants Camila a desire to cultivate self-worth through value creation, financial, intellectual, and ethical. Her speech, resources, and value systems are colored with dignity, authority, and personal conviction. She likely carries pride in her knowledge or upbringing and may express herself with measured self-respect. Shravana Nakshatra, ruled by the moon, adds a strong theme of listening, learning, and transmitting ancient knowledge. She may feel responsible for carrying forward family traditions or ethical legacies. The second pada, mapping to Taurus Navamsha, reinforces material strength and aesthetic values. Internally, Camila feels grounded in what she owns, knows, or upholds. Her sun in Taurus Navamsha seeks security and sensual comfort, particularly in belief systems or philosophical pursuits. Ninth house overlay. She could be drawn to spiritual systems that provide stability and beauty, like music, vastu, or grounded mysticism. Mercury in the second house, Shravana, first pada, Navamsha Aries, eighth house. Mercury in the second house gives eloquence, sharp memory, and practical speech. Camila likely speaks thoughtfully and may possess a gift for languages, storytelling, or strategic communication. Shravana's first pada in Aries, Navamsha brings a direct, action-oriented quality to her mental processing. She thinks fast and responds with clarity and drive, especially when her self-worth is challenged. However, the 8th house Navamsha placement brings complexity. She may guard her thoughts, keep secrets, or experience mental rebirths through emotional crises. Internally, her mind is often on hidden dynamics, power, loss, or psychological layers. What seems like calm rationality on the outside may mask internal restlessness or raw intensity. Venus in the second house, Shravana, third pada, Navamsha Gemini, 10th house. Venus here adds sweetness, refinement, and charm to Camila's voice and values. She may be aesthetic in speech, drawn to art, music, or graceful personal expression. Venus in Shravana adds an inner love of learning and cultural legacy, making her appreciative of traditions, especially those tied to art, storytelling, or music. The third pada, Gemini Navamsha, introduces curiosity, playfulness, and versatility, especially in the 10th house of Dharma and public life. Internally, her creative expression is linked to her career. She feels most alive when her talents are seen, shared, and socially validated. Venus here suggests a need to be professionally admired for intelligence, diplomacy, and beauty, not just in looks, but in how she balances logic with grace. Integration. A sophisticated voice of legacy and evolution sun, second pada, Taurus Navamsha, brings dignity, loyalty, and the desire to preserve values. Camila's sense of worth is deeply rooted in upholding principles, often inherited from familial or philosophical mentors. Mercury, first pada, Aries Navamsha. Her speech is clear but guarded, capable of wielding sharp truth when needed. While she may speak softly, she can cut deeply, especially if provoked. Venus, third pada, Gemini Navamsha, offers a public-facing charm where her artistic voice and refined logic can influence, harmonize, and uplift her environment. Core conflict. Though she appears polished and composed, internally she may oscillate between control and vulnerability, especially when her sense of value or voice is tested. Mercury in the 8th Navamsha can hide mental struggles, while Venus in the 10th wants outer validation, creating a push-pull between public charm and private doubt. Karmic lesson. Camila must learn that her voice is not just a tool for diplomacy, but a vessel for evolution. By embracing the full spectrum, truth, beauty, and depth, she can lead others toward wisdom with elegance. She's here to speak from legacy, but not be bound by it. Summary of Second House Shravana Trio. Camila carries a karmic responsibility to preserve, refine, and transmit value through speech, principles, and presence. She is the listener and the speaker, the keeper and the reformer. With this blend, she becomes a living conduit for tradition, intelligence, and inner depth, a poised voice of quiet transformation. Fourth house, Mars in Pisces, Uttara Bhadrapada Nakshatra, fourth pada, Navamsha Scorpio, third house, natal chart expression, outer self, Mars in Pisces, Uttara Bhadrapada, fourth pada. Mars in the fourth house shows a person whose inner world is a battleground, often private, protective, and driven by deep emotional undercurrents. This placement often represents a fighter for the family, someone with strong roots and inner resilience. However, in Pisces, Mars's fiery nature softens, becoming more mystical, intuitive, and indirect in expression. Mars in Uttara Bhadrapada, ruled by Saturn, reflects spiritual responsibility, emotional endurance, and sacrifice. In this nakshatra, Mars no longer fights for ego or dominance. It becomes a disciplined seeker fighting for peace, healing, or inner maturity. The fourth pada, mapping to Scorpio Navamsa, brings back the full emotional depth, secrecy, and power dynamics. Mars here is quietly intense. Camila may not show anger easily, but it builds silently and bursts with precision. Her energy is protective, strategic, and capable of long-term emotional endurance, especially for loved ones or causes she believes in. There may also be a karmic burden linked to ancestral wounds, family control, or emotional repression. Navamsa expression, inner self, Mars in Scorpio, third house. In the Navamsa, Mars shifts to its own sign, Scorpio, in the third house. This is an empowered inner warrior, driven by clarity, control, and fearless communication. Internally, Camila is a strategic communicator, someone who knows exactly when to speak and when to remain silent. Scorpio's depth and secrecy now overlay the third house's realm of siblings, writing, and action, making her skilled at hidden plans, mental endurance, and intellectual stamina. Her soul seeks empowerment through personal narrative, maybe through writing, truth-telling, or psychological strategy. Integration, private defender, tactical soul Mars in Uttara Vajrapada, fourth pada, Camila is likely fiercely loyal to her emotional foundations, be it family, homeland, or personal values. Yet she doesn't express this through outward aggression. Rather, she exerts silent force, patient control, and emotional resilience. Scorpio Navamsa, third house. Internally, she's far more tactical, instinctive, and bold than her outer world may show. She uses words like weapons or like scalpel tools when needed. She is designed to pierce illusions and challenge shallow truths. Core conflict. Mars in Pisces wants peace. Mars in Scorpio wants power. Camila may feel torn between letting things go and taking charge behind the scenes. Her emotional world can seem calm, even sacrificial, but underneath there's a tremendous urge to protect, correct, and conquer pain. Tash karmic lesson. To understand that fighting doesn't always mean shouting or asserting, that quiet courage can be just as transformative. Camila's journey is about transmuting emotional suffering into spiritual strength and using her instincts not for war, but for truth. Summary of Mars in the fourth house. Camila's Mars is a guardian force cloaked in quiet. She defends what matters, endures emotional storms, and channels her intensity into healing, learning, or subtle influence. With Mars moving from Pisces into Scorpio in her soul chart, her evolution demands that she embrace her power, own her voice, and use her instincts wisely. This is the alchemical warrior who feels deeply, fights quietly, and wins through endurance. Sixth house, Saturn in Taurus, Rohini Nakshatra, second pada, Navamsa Taurus, ninth house. Natal chart expression, outer self, Saturn in Rohini, second pada. Saturn in the sixth house represents a karmic mission around work, discipline, resilience, and service. Camila's ability to handle routine, effort, and challenge is fortified, though slowly earned. This placement often shows success through persistence, and life teaches her that ease is not the path, endurance is. Placed in Taurus, Saturn becomes grounded, practical, and comfort-driven. While Taurus wants stability and beauty, Saturn adds weight and structure, making Camila someone who builds slowly but durably, especially when it comes to health, finance, or work-life balance. The Rohini Nakshatra, ruled by the moon, introduces an emotional, creative, and magnetic layer. But Saturn's presence here requires delayed gratification, teaching Camila to earn what she desires through steady effort. The second pada, mapping to Taurus Navamsa, emphasizes material discipline. She builds tangible assets, skills, or routines, brick by brick. Emotional restraint. Rohini wants to indulge. Saturn here imposes maturity and self-control. There may be challenges early in life around comfort, safety, or resources, but these eventually forge a stoic, dependable core. Navamsa expression, inner self, Taurus, ninth house. In the Navamsa, Saturn also lands in Taurus, but in the ninth house, a house of wisdom, ethics, and philosophical exploration. This gives Camila an inner world that reveres structure, tradition, and earned belief. A tendency to be rigid about moral standards or belief systems, especially if they align with her experience of hardship or loyalty. A karmic path that involves turning pain into purpose, using the lessons of difficulty to shape a personal dharma. She may also feel burdened by inherited cultural or ethical frameworks, needing to test and rebuild her belief systems over time. integration, devotion through discipline. Saturn in Rohini, second pada. Externally, Camila may appear calm, composed, and stable, yet emotionally conservative. She is someone who resists shortcuts and honors the slow growth model. With Saturn here, beauty must have integrity and comfort must be earned. Taurus Navamsha in ninth house. Internally, her sense of higher purpose is anchored in reality. She doesn't just believe. She lives her beliefs through routine, responsibility, and practicality. Her inner teacher is time itself. Core conflict. There may be tension between the desire for ease, Rohini, and the necessity for service and rigor, Saturn in sixth. She may sometimes feel burdened by duty, craving beauty or comfort, but internally tied to a slow moral have structured path that doesn't allow for shortcuts. Karmic lesson. To embrace that true worth is forged in responsibility. Camila is here to understand that devotion is discipline, and that the beauty she seeks, whether material, emotional, or spiritual, must be rooted in work, patience, and sincerity. Summary of Saturn in the sixth house. Camila is built for mastery through challenge. Saturn in Rohini tempers indulgence with maturity, while Taurus in both natal and Navamsha charts doubles down on stability, endurance, and value-based living. She is not just here to endure. She is here to turn endurance into legacy. Her strength lies in her quiet consistency, and her soul's work is to refine what it means to serve, build, and stand for something that lasts longer than pleasure. Seventh house, Jupiter and Rahu in Gemini, dual intellect and karmic lessons in relationship dynamics. Jupiter, seventh house, Gemini, Ardra Nakshatra, third pada, Navamsha Aquarius, sixth house, Rahu, seventh house, Gemini, Mrigashira Nakshatra, third pada, Navamsha Libra, second house. Jupiter in 7th house, Ardra, 3rd pada, Aquarius, 6th house, Navamsha. Jupiter in the 7th house blesses Camila with a karmic pull toward growth through partnerships, be it romantic, intellectual, or social. This placement often signals a search for wisdom, meaning, or idealism in others. However, Ardra Nakshatra, ruled by Rahu, disrupts Jupiter's wisdom with storms of transformation. Ardra's nature is to break illusions, especially around trust, loyalty, and idealism. Jupiter here must face betrayal or disillusionment in order to develop real, resilient, inclusive wisdom. Third pada of Ardra falls in Aquarius Navamsha, shifting the inner motivation. Camila's soul values intellectual freedom, equality, and collective truth, even if her outer relationships are stormy or idealistic. She may find herself attracting eccentric or socially different partners, those who challenge her beliefs and expand her tolerance. In the sixth house of Navamsha, this placement adds a duty-based approach to love. Internally, she may feel that partnership is work, not just romance. Seek partners who are helpers, healers, or challengers. Feel tested through commitments, learning to serve with discernment, not sacrifice. Rahu in seventh house, Mrigashira third pada, Libra, second house Navamsha. Rahu here intensifies Camila's karmic obsession with relationships, especially mental stimulation, attraction, and duality. In Gemini, Rahu makes her curious, flirtatious, and intrigued by new paradigms of bonding. Mrigashira, ruled by Mars, is a nakshatra of search, experimentation, and elusive desires. Rahu in the third pada, Libra Navamsha, adds an inner drive toward harmony, beauty, and partnership, even if the outer reality feels unstable. She may attract partners who mirror back her own duality. Part of her wants independence, part wants commitment. Libra's second house overlay in Navamsha shows a subconscious craving for validation through shared values and also a lesson in balancing desire with diplomacy. Integration, seeking truth in the mirror of others. Jupiter in Ardra, Aquarius Navamsha. Camila's outer expression in partnerships may be turbulent, transformative, and full of philosophical clashes. Yet internally, she seeks humanitarian wisdom, learning to forgive, expand, and hold paradoxes. Partnership is not comfort, it is awakening. Rahu in Mrigashira, Libra Navamsha. While Rahu externally brings searching, questioning, and craving into her relationships, inside she longs for peace, diplomacy, and balance. She may learn that charm without honesty or agreement without depth eventually collapses. Core conflict. Her Jupiter seeks higher truth through others, but Ardra clouds that path with emotional intensity. Her Rahu craves attraction and novelty, but Mrigashira's restlessness may sabotage security. Together, they can create a roller coaster of commitment and questioning. Karmic lesson. to discover that relationships are not meant to save her, but to reveal her own unfinished learning. Camila must let go of the illusion of perfect partners and instead seek growth-centered, honest dynamics where wisdom and beauty can coexist with shadow and duality. Summary of Jupiter and Rahu in the seventh house. Camila is destined to evolve through relationships, but not in the conventional sense. She learns through contrasts, breakdowns, and rebuilding trust. She attracts thinkers, challengers, and mirrors, people who pull her into a deeper confrontation with her values, intellect, and emotional maturity. When balanced, this combination grants her the ability to be a relational visionary, one who can hold both love and truth, desire and service, freedom and fidelity. Eighth house, Moon in Cancer, Pushya Nakshatra, fourth pada, Navamsha Scorpio, third house, natal chart expression, outer self, Moon in Pushya, fourth pada. The moon in the eighth house places Camila's emotional core in the domain of transformation, secrecy, depth, and karmic inheritance. The eighth house is never superficial. It brings emotional highs and lows, inner intensity, and a strong intuitive sensitivity to life's undercurrents. In Cancer, the moon is at home, amplifying nurturing instincts, emotional fluidity, and a deep connection to family or roots. However, placed in the eighth, this emotional nourishment is often hidden, repressed, or distorted by emotional trauma, loss, or psychological rebirth. Pushya Nakshatra is considered highly auspicious. Ruled by Saturn, it channels nourishment through responsibility, maturity, and boundaries. The fourth pada, mapping to Scorpio Navamsha, strengthens this emotional seriousness and mystique, giving Camila a combination of deep emotional reservoirs that are rarely shared, a need to nurture others while maintaining control or protection over her own vulnerabilities, capacity for emotional healing, occult wisdom, or intuitive power, born from her own internal suffering or secrecy. Navamsha expression, inner self, moon in Scorpio, third house. Internally, Camila's moon lies in Scorpio in the third house. The moon is debilitated in Scorpio, yet in deeper layers like Navamsha, this often reveals the true shadow work of the soul. In the third house, the moon governs expression, communication, and emotional courage. This suggests she is internally driven to confront emotional fears through communication, writing, or sharing in selective circles. Her instincts are sharp, but she doesn't trust easily. There's a karmic path around finding the voice to speak one's truth, even if that truth is uncomfortable or taboo. This placement indicates an inner life full of emotional observation, psychological insight, and resilience born through crisis. Her voice is powerful when activated, but guarded. Integration, private empath, silent communicator. Moon in Pushya. Outwardly, Camila may come across as deeply composed, nurturing, and emotionally responsive, yet there is always a subtle boundary of mystery. She gives to others, but rarely lets others into her own emotional world. There is a hidden vulnerability protected by Saturnian maturity. Scorpio Navamsha. Internally, she is incredibly sensitive, tactical, and emotionally strategic. Her emotions drive her communication style, which can be profound, transformative, or even confrontational, once she allows herself to express. Core conflict. There is tension between a need to feel safe, Cancer, and a compulsion to transform, 8th house in Scorpio. Camila may cling to the past while also experiencing constant emotional evolution, often forced by external loss, betrayal, or psychological shifts. Karmic lesson. To learn that emotional power lies in vulnerability, not secrecy. Her journey is about finding the courage to share what is hidden and to use her emotional intelligence, not just to protect, but to connect, heal, and lead. Summary of Moon in the eighth house. Camila's emotional life is an alchemical crucible. She feels everything deeply, but reveals little. Her instincts are ancient, her empathy fierce, and her nurturing, when activated, can be both healing and transformational. She is a guardian of emotional truth, and as she learns to balance vulnerability with discernment, she becomes a powerful voice for transformation, resilience, and emotional integrity.